Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Hey, listeners, welcome to episode 23.
Of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And I think we need to revisit a poll that we did not too long ago on our Twitter account at TCGA Podcast.
It was the catalyst for this poll was a stirring conversation we had about how you wipe your ass. Do you remain seated or do you stand? And Janelle and I are both standers.
Which we thought the majority of the world was.
Yeah, I thought it was just a few weirdos who stay seated while they wipe. But we took to Twitter and we had a whopping 80 votes and 76% voted sitting.
Like what?
You weirdos.
What kind of world are we living in? The people are teaching their children to stay seated while wiping their butt.
Let's be real. Like there's no way you can access as much as you need to access if you're sitting.
No.
You need to stand and bend over.
Yeah, for sure. Spread the...
Spread them, stand, bend, spread them.
And I would encourage anyone who regularly stays seated to try the standing. Try standing. It will. And you'll be like, wow, I just feel so much more fresh down there.
You'd be like, yeah, I was an idiot up until this point in my life. Should we try sitting?
I have. Have you? I remember I tried it when we talked about it in the podcast, and it's doable for peeing, but not pooping.
Yeah, there's no way. Mm-mm. Okay.
And I haven't changed my routine. I regularly still stand because it's better.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. On that note, I have two poop related stories to share with you.
Great. Wonderful. Off to a great start.
So one of them goes a little bit back in time to when I was still living where you live.
Okay.
And a new ice cream shop opened up in town. And I freaking love ice cream. So I had an ice cream date with my friend. And we went down there. And it was do you remember this?
I do.
It was like a whopping portion of ice cream. And there was like caramel and brownies. And it was so good. And I ate like the whole thing. And then we were sitting there chatting, and my friend is still finishing her ice cream because she's not a monster like me. And my stomach just started to, like, rumble, and I was like, oh. And, it like, my cheeks got warm, and my stomach was rumbling, and I was like, I have to poop immediately, and it's not going to be pleasant or quick. And my friend was like, I was like, I really have to go poo. And she was like, go here. And I was like, mm-mm, this is a client. And... I was like, I cannot do this in their bathroom. She was like, we need to go. And she was like, okay. So we like get up. And I lived like 4 or 5 blocks from there. It's like this really interesting balancing act of like speed walking, but not going too fast that you lose control, because I was clenching so tight the whole time. And she continues to talk to me and I'm trying to pay attention to her because it's distracting. But at the same time, I'm not able to give her my full attention because I am... just super clenching and like going over worst case scenarios in my brain. Like if I poop myself, okay, what do I do? I get home as quickly as possible. I throw these clothes out right away and like just trying to like starting to like make plans for the worst case scenario. And then as we were walking, we're like a block from my place and Spencer and Scotch are on a walk and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I like blow past him. I literally think I pushed him out of the way and was like, I have to go. And I just like stormed upstairs and my friend was like, she really has to poop. And then I got home. Like I made it home. I kept all my like, it was winter time. So I had like my boots and my jacket and like all of these layers on. And I just like went to the bathroom, like walked through the apartment with all of that stuff on and didn't even close the door. I just sat and let her rip.
Oh, I'm glad you got home in time because it sounds like it would have been catastrophic had you not.
Oh, yeah. And it was funny because then I closed, like after the first wind passed, then I like closed the door and continued. And we kept chatting. She was like, do you want me to like wait outside? I was like, we can keep talking. So we were like, she was in the kitchen and I was in the bathroom and just pooping and talking.
Really?
Yeah. Until she got picked up.
So you were still in the bathroom when she left?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I was there for quite a while.
Like how much time?
I'm going to say like 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Which is nothing compared to a recent poop attack that happened.
Oh, my gosh. You have another one?
Happened, I think, like 2 weeks ago. So Spencer and I have been doing the keto diet.
Right.
Are you familiar with the keto diet? It's like super low carb, really high fat, and like medium protein. Yeah. I don't know if I'm actually doing it right. I'm definitely just not eating
carbs.
I'm not eating carbs. I'm not eating anything like any starchy vegetables or bread or rice or pasta or potatoes or carrots or anything.
Sugary
I
things
love.
Too, right?
Yeah, no sugar, not even fruit.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird diet. I don't know if I'm doing it correctly, but I actually feel awesome.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, like my stomach used to hurt all the time after every meal. My stomach would hurt, and I don't have that anymore, which is awesome. I used to think that was just life. I was like, we eat and then we feel pain, right? So I don't have that anymore, which is awesome. But we were at a music festival, and there were no options really that were keto friendly. Like everything had sugar or carbs or something we couldn't have. And so we were like, okay, we have to cheat. We're gonna have a cheat weekend at this music festival. It's gonna be unreal. We're gonna like freaking eat mini donuts and ice cream and like
you went all out.
We went all out. So the first day, I didn't feel great, but I was okay. And then the next day, I had just eaten, I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but then I had like, for lunch, I had this, oh my God, it was so good. It was this like Jamaican coconut curry. The chicken was unbelievable. The rice was so good because it was just rice and I missed it. And then like 5 minutes after I finished eating that, I was like, oh, I might shit myself. So I gave Spencer my plate and I was like, I've got to go to the bathroom. And he was like, okay. So I go. There's many sections of porta potties at this festival. So I approach like a section of porta potties and it's mostly like you hang around like one of the ends or the middle of the rows and you just like aim for porta potties in that section as they open up.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was walking up, someone came out of a porta potty. So I just went right into it. And this other woman like was walking over to like claim it herself. And she was like, there's actually a line. And I was like, it kind of seems like there's a free for all.
You're like, I'm so anxious at this point.
I was like, I'm gonna shit myself, lady. Like, and I just reacted really quickly, so I didn't explain or anything. I was just like, it kind of feels like a free for all. And I like got into the stall and locked the door, and then I remained there for 45 minutes.
You in a porta potty?
In a porta potty, and it was hot out. It was like 36 degrees outside, and I was shitting my ass off in a porta potty for 45 minutes.
That is so bad. Oh,
it was terrible. There were a couple times where I was like, okay, I think I'm done, and I like stood up and wiped, and then I was like, no, I gotta sit back down, I'm not ready yet.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. And then I left the porta potty finally, and Spencer was like standing nearby looking so worried, and he's like, oh my gosh, I was wondering, like, did you leave, like, are you okay? And I was like, I might have to leave. And I was like, I think I'm okay now. And then I went and sat down for another like 15 minutes. And then I spent another 45 minutes in the porta potty. Wait. A total of an hour and a half.
So you like missed the whole day of the festival. That is so much time.
I missed a good chunk of it. It was a lot of time.
Oh.
And I just, the second round, I just like submitted to it. I was like, this is my life now.
This is my
home. It's okay.
Home.
At least I'm on a toilet. It's okay.
Were you at least in like a half decent porta potty? Like at what point in the festival was this? Because you know, at the end of a festival, porta potties are like, oh my gosh, you don't want to go anywhere.
It was day two and it hadn't rained yet. So it was okay. During my second march to the porta potty, I thought I was going to poop myself. And I was like, again, in my head, I was like, don't poop yourself. I was like, hold it together. You're almost there. Please do not poop yourself at the festival. Like, just get there.
Oh, my gosh. But so here's the thing. Adults do actually poop themselves.
Oh, have you pooped yourself?
Me personally, I have not. I'm going to share this.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm going to share this story, though, about my friend who has had a long history of, I don't know, like I've known her for years. And there's been so many occasions where she's just like, we got to get to a bathroom. Like out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay. So one of the first times that it ever happened, we were camping and we just so happened to be like in a canoe at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were canoeing with a couple of other friends and she was like, guys, I need the bathroom. And we're like, we are halfway into a canoe ride down some river. We're nowhere near where a bathroom is about to be.
No.
And I kid you not, she almost crawled into the water and just like pooped in the water.
What did she do?
I think that like it eventually like came and went and she like pushed back the urge.
Oof.
But
that's a lucky break.
Yeah. On another occasion, she wasn't so lucky. She was definitely in her 20s when this happened. And I honestly, I can't believe she told me this story, because if it happened to me, I don't think I would tell anyone. So now I'm going to tell everyone. But I'm not going to use her name, so it's fine, right?
Is it Robin?
No. It wasn't. But she was out for a walk, and she lived out in the country, so she was walking down like a gravel road and had like gone down, and she was like headed back to her parents' place and was just like walking down the road when all of a sudden it was like, ooh! And she was like a country block away from home, which is like, I want to say like half a mile or something like that.
What
like
the fuck is a mile?
More than a kilometer.
Okay.
So she was probably a mile is more than a kilometer.
Can we pause? Because I just want to quickly Google miles versus kilometers.
Sure.
How many kilometers is 1 mile? Oh, they're pretty. Like they're pretty even. 1 mile is 1.6 kilometers.
So a kilometer and a half then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
No, but I just knew it was more. Oh. She was maybe like a kilometer from home or like less than a kilometer. Anyways, she told me she was wearing like splash pants kind of thing.
Okay.
And she was like starting to do the speed walk home and full on shit herself.
Oh, no.
Like before she got home. And then she had to walk home in like her shitty ass pants.
Just probably waddling.
And it was like running down her leg.
Oh my God.
Like honestly, if I was her, she was in the country, I would have just like gone into the ditch and started crapping or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why she didn't, but she crapped herself and just continued to walk home. And I can't remember what her mom said to her when she got home. I just know that
she was pooping, did she stop walking? Or was she like a horse? Just like poop walking.
I have no idea, because this happened so many years ago that like honestly when she was telling me, I didn't even like ask for details because it was so like, what? I can't believe this actually happened to you. And she told me she, yeah, did exactly what you thought, like threw out her clothes and just like,
oh my God,
burned them or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have a story, which is, this is like one of my deepest, darkest secrets.
Yay.
And this makes me, yeah, this all kind of like brought it back to light. Okay, so this happened on my grade 8 graduation trip. Actually, I think I was in grade 7, but I was in a 7-8 split. So I went on the grad Ooh. Trip too. And we were at Casa Loma in Toronto for the trip. And I honestly cannot even tell you why this happened, or like, I don't know, because at that point you are fully capable of controlling your bowels. And I have no idea why this happened. And I honestly don't even think anyone knows, because I lied about it the day that it happened. I pissed myself on a school trip when I was in grade 7. Yeah. And I was like at the top of Casa Loma. I remember I was outside. We were like out on like part of this like castle or whatever it was there, and we were touring it around. I don't know if it was because I didn't know where the washrooms were, or like I was too shy or embarrassed to ask somebody, or we were in the middle of a tour or what it was, and I couldn't hold it. And I literally like pissed and just like went down my leg while I was wearing shorts. And luckily I had a sweater, or it was either I had a sweater or a friend of mine had a sweater, and she might be the only other person who knows that this happened, because I can't remember it correctly because I tried to block it out because it was so embarrassing. They like let me like wrap their sweater around my waist to like cover my visibly pissed out shorts that
Your
I was piss wearing.
Pants.
Yeah, like the most embarrassing thing ever. And like to this day, I've never told anybody about it. And it's pretty bad. Yeah.
That reminded me of in Billy Madison when he's like, peeing your pants is the cool thing to do.
I wish I had somebody like pants. That.
I would have done that for you if I was there.
Thanks.
That's a super nice friend who gave you her sweater, though.
Mm-hmm.
I sharted the other day.
Oh, no. Did you do it in Spencer's face? Because this is something you would do.
Yes,
and then you would like actually shart in his face.
Okay, so... Basically,
that's how you get pink eye.
It wasn't actually in his face. He was sitting on a couch. I was like at the other end of the room and I was bending down to pet Scotch and I had to fart. And I was like, I'm going to push my fart out so it's loud because that's funny. And my butt is like pointing in Spencer's direction.
Mm-mm.
So it's going to be really funny. So I like pushed my fart out, but then it like squirted poop.
Oh,
and then I was like, no. And then I was like, oh my God. And I didn't say anything. I just like stood up and like quickly went to the bathroom and I was like, sure did just shart myself. And then I had to like, I like immediately put my pants in the laundry machine and like pooped because clearly I had to poop. It was pretty funny.
Does he know that that actually happened?
Yeah, I told him afterwards. I was like, remember when I bent down and pet Scotch and then got up quickly? It's because I sharted.
You are the most comfortable person with that kind of thing. And I know you do it with Spencer all of the time. But honestly, I do not do it in front of Adam, like my boyfriend.
Farting?
No, I don't do any of that. And I hate it when he does. Like, I think it's gross.
It's really gross when someone else does it, but it's so funny when I do it.
No!
To me, it's funny.
And it's so...
Spencer used to hate it so much.
Yeah.
He probably still does.
He probably just stopped telling you how much he hated it because he got sick and tired of doing it.
Well, two things happened. One was he created a rule. I'm no longer allowed to fart with my bare ass against his body.
Ew. Yeah. That's disgusting.
That's reasonable. I agree to that one. No problem. And then also, I don't fart nearly as much on my keto diet. I just don't really fart that much.
That's good.
Better yeah, I used good. To fart like constantly and I don't really fart anymore.
Just like, I don't know, with all of this conversation going on right now, like I said, I don't like talking about that kind of stuff with my boyfriend. And recently
he's not even talking about it.
Not really. It's just gross and I don't want to hear about it or anything. Okay. Like, I want you to keep the door closed when you're going to the bathroom. Like, no thanks. Mm-hmm. But he's recently opened up to me about his bowel movements and that's been interesting. Like, part of me feels bad for him, but part of me is like, I don't care. Figure it out on your own. You're a grown ass man.
What are his poop issues?
He's like not pooping. For like days. And I was like, he told me the other day that it's been like 3 days since. And I was like, what? You don't do that every day? That's something you should do every day.
Oh, yeah, at least once.
And he was like, oh, no. Like, and I was like, how long has it? And he said, oh, it's been going on for like a couple of months. I was like, what?
I feel like he for sure needs more water and fiber.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of said that to him. I was like, well, sounds like you need to get like more regular, like eat some bran cereal or something. Like, what changed? And he's eating healthier in the fact that like he's eating. Well, I guess I don't know. I shouldn't say that it's healthier, but we both decided to try and eat a little bit less carb. I wouldn't say like mm-hmm. we're by no means keto, but we're just trying to eat less carbs. And cool. I think he said that that's part of the reason, which I guess kind of makes sense because like fiber would be in certain carbohydrates.
Well, I know that when we started doing this, we went through something called the keto flu. Whereas your body's like readjusting and switching from burning carbs and sugar to burning fat, you get some weird like withdrawal and flu-like symptoms. And both of us had weird constipation and then like water poop issues for like about a week.
So I don't know. So like he did some research and he's like, okay, I bought this and that and I'm going to drink hot liquids in the morning and like whatever the research was. And so now I feel like I've opened up this horrible, like, box of we can never go back. He's going to continually talk to me about all of these things that I don't want to know about. Because he was like texting me today and he was just like, all that stuff that I bought is working. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't.
I feel like when it's from a health perspective, it's still gross, but it's not like, oh, I just took the biggest dump. You got to see this. It's like, yeah. I'm slightly concerned about my health, but want you to know that I pooped today. So I think I'm on the right track.
Fair. Fair. I mean, like, I don't want him to be constipated. I just hope that this isn't regular conversation that we now have. Like, I don't want him to tell me every time that he takes a poop.
Okay.
So should we round this episode out with like a question that maybe we'll post on Twitter? Do it like a weekly Twitter poll.
Have you ever shit yourself? As an adult.
Or pissed yourself.
Yes. Have you ever pissed or shit yourself as an adult?
It'll be anonymous. So, I mean, like, hopefully we get some people who answer this. And then we will we'll reveal the results in an upcoming episode of This Could Get Awkward. So if you want to go vote on our poll, you can find it on our Twitter account, which is at TCGA Podcast. Mm-hmm. The other ways to connect with us are
on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward, or you can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And all of that and every one of our episodes is on thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Sweet.
Happy pooping.
Bye.